This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a podcast of Catching Up on Joy 94.9.
And now it's time for a bit of fun. Come on down, Jamie. Come on down, Dolly. Come on down, Brett. Is Catching Up.
You're listening to Catching Up on Joy 94.9 in Melbourne and in Sydney, Star Observer Digital. It's a digital radio pop-up station presented by 2SER, Joy and Star Observer. See the banner at joy.org.au for more details. How exciting. But Dolly, welcome.
Thanks very much, Brett, for that little bit of information, you know, that little tidbit.
It's very exciting when there's another little gay station happening in Australia.
It is, darling. It but is. Not too many of them, darling, because otherwise we wouldn't be unique, would we?
This
but
is true.
But it is nice that Sydney's doing their own thing on the back of us, by the sounds of it.
Now, for those Sydney listeners out there, we all love Sydney. We do, but we also like to rubbish Sydney as well, as you like to rubbish Melbourne.
Darling, we're on Catching Up on Joy 94.9, and your name's Brett, is it?
Yes, this is the delightful Brett and the beautiful Dolly.
And this is where we play a little bit of disco, a little bit of funk.
And we normally just catch up on basically our weeks, what we've been talking about, what we think's popular.
Yes.
And tonight's a very special night here at Catching Up, and we're going to be catching up on... Oh, Dolly.
On what, darling? What?
Oh, I think we
what
might
happened
have
last night, sweetheart?
90! The 2013.
Wow, 2013, darling.
Oscars.
No, look, what's this one, darling? It was, all 10 seconds of that.
I know, I told you it was 10 seconds.
No, we've caught up with that. That's enough.
So
I'm wearing a frock, darling.
I know,
in their
darling.
Honor. I actually ironed my frock tonight.
You did. It's
you doesn't do look have, it though, does it?
You do have rather sumptuous frocks.
Sumptuous, darling.
You do a little bit like the fabulous what the girls were wearing last night.
Not and like Anne Hathaway, darling.
Oh, look, I liked what she was wearing, but it was a little bit prom dress.
It was a bit prommy, wasn't it?
It was a bit prommy. But you know, the girls. I think the standout last night, hands down, had to be Charlize Theron.
Charlize. Oh, well, she's always hands down, isn't she, darling?
She was wearing a Dior gown.
Oh, nice.
And
nice.
It was piss elegant. That's all I've got to say about that.
Oh. Mm. Did she have her hair kind of straight, darling?
Or she had really short, cropped pixie
hair. Darling. Yes.
I actually like it with longer hair, but I do like that little pixie cut on a lady.
Do you, darling?
It's very cute.
Pixie, sweetheart.
But, darling, what's on? We're going to come back to the Oscars, but what's music-wise tonight on the show?
Music-wise, we've got lots from the 1970s, which I like. For some kind of a reason. I've got Nicoletta Larson with a little bit of Lot of Love. Lou Rawls, which you like, darling.
I
you
love
like Lou.
Love Lou.
We've got Vincent Montana Jr. That's what love does. Brainstorm from the Disco Appreciation Society. They've given me their little number, their little disco number.
Can I just say a big shout out to the Disco Appreciation Society because they had a bit of a function on the weekend.
Oh, did they, darling?
I know, we didn't
go.
They
had a disco night.
I couldn't believe it.
Oh, what's wrong with us?
They had the disco night.
I know.
But look, we do want to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
We want to hear what was your favourite moment of the Oscars.
Yes.
Please SMS us on 0427 Joy 949.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a call. Jerry's at the front desk on 1300 Joy 949. Or give us an email directly into the studio on air at joy.org.au. That is not only for our lovely Melbourne listeners, but for our Sydney listeners and for my family listening in Perth.
Oh, always nice to have Maggie aboard.
Absolutely. What have we got, Dolly?
Well, this is There Will Be Love by a bit of Lou Rawls. We're going back to 1978. It was a good year for love. You're on Joy 94.9 with Dolly and Brett.
As long as there's you, as long as there's me, there will be love. There will be
Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. That was Lou Rawls with There Will Be Love. Of course, he did Lady Love, which we've played on our show.
Oh, And something about that sexy voice that he has.
So sexy, isn't he? My so black, goodness. He's so sexy.
I know. White men just can't sing like that.
Oh, I could turn like a wraparound. I really could if someone just, you know, stood there and sung like that to me.
Oh, my God.
I reckon I could.
That's the one thing I would have loved.
What's that, Danny?
If I got to choose anything, because, you know, like some people are Olympic athletes.
Yes.
Some people are born royalty. Losers. Some people are born losers. But if I got to choose something, I think I would choose to have a beautiful voice.
Yes.
Because I can't sing. I used to be able to. Maggie will tell you that. Mm-hmm. But I can't anymore, and it's a shame because a beautiful voice, you don't tire of it, do you?
Funny you should say that, because Jessica Lange in American Horror, darling.
Yes.
Well, apparently the director kept on saying to her, Jessica, what would you like to do that you've never done before? Did you know that, darling, when you were doing your little American Horror research?
No. Is that how she did the name
game? That's how she did the name game, which, how she did a little sing like Glee musical, Song and Dance.
Which, can I say, at Catching Up here,
yes.
We've spoken about American Horror.
Yes.
But we have, we're all a bit obsessed. Jamie's obsessed by totally it, you're obsessed, obsessed. I'm obsessed by the name game as well.
What are you looking at, darling?
Sorry, darling.
Look at me when you're speaking, darling, because I've just lost my words. Anyway, we're going to do some Oscars tonight.
No, we are going to do Oscars, but before that, I want to hear how you got... Now, Dolly comes into the studio tonight, listeners.
Really, yes.
There's all these cuts down her arm.
Oh,
I'm a little bit scared about what happened.
I was attacked, darling.
By what?
By a whippersnipper.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever been attacked by a whippersnapper before?
No, because I'm not that cheap. I'd get someone to cut the
You're not
gut
that
lawn.
Cheap. Or perhaps you're just a little bit of a poofter, darling.
That, I cannot disagree.
Don't do
I
your
cannot
macho
lie.
Jobs around the house.
Oh, no, I'm actually Andy and I are quite practical.
You don't have a lawn anyway, so it doesn't
we
matter.
We don't.
Yeah,
so we do have a terrace, though.
You don't need to mow that.
Of course I do.
You don't need to mow that, darling.
No, we need to just get out the little... little snippers, to cut things, and Andrew actually looks after all the gardening at our house. Andrew, my love, he's a very good, lovely man, But on the weekend,
I whippersnipped.
Yes.
Well, I whippersnipped my arm off just about.
Oh my God, what were you doing?
Look at me, darling. I'm a mess.
You are a mess.
Looks like I've been in a scrag fight, doesn't it? Hey,
you're a hot mess.
Well, darling, I was feeding it. You wouldn't know this, would you, sweetheart?
No, tell me anyway.
Well, I'm going to drag this story for another couple of minutes to another song.
She's got the talking stick.
We've got the fishing line, darling, and you have to, thread it through, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Well, you should thread it without actually turning it on, darling. Just a little tip.
Oh, my God, Dolly, you could have done some major damage.
Major damage, sweetheart,
so,
darling.
So what have we learnt tonight, listeners? We've learnt do not thread the whippersnipper whilst it is turned on.
Now, there were a couple of frocks whippersnipped together, do you think, darling, at the Oscars?
Can I say there was?
Yes.
But I want to come back to that in a moment because I want to tell you what we did on Saturday night.
What did you do on Saturday night, darling?
We went to see the fabulous Trevor Ashley.
Yes.
In I'm Every Woman, and it was part of the Spiegel Tent, because the Spiegel Tent is in Melbourne at the moment at the Arts Centre, and it has a variety of different artists, musicians, cabaret acts.
And of course, Marlene Dietrich is the Tent of Mirrors. She did her Falling in Love with You song there, didn't she?
Jawohl. So
Marlene Dietrich wasn't there.
Trevor wasn't there tonight. But Trevor was doing a whole variety of different acts.
Right.
So he did Whitney Houston. He did his own duet of Liza singing with Judy.
Oh,
and it was
really
brilliant.
He did his own duet.
Yes. So he had the one wig and the sparkly little outfit.
Yes.
So he was doing the Liza bit, and then he would turn and then do the Judy bit.
Oh.
And it was brilliant.
Was it?
Brilliant. He also did Shirley Bassey, which his Shirley Bassey. He does another show that I haven't seen called, instead of Diamonds Are Forever, Diamonds Are for Trevor.
Diamonds Are for Trevor.
He's
yes.
brilliant. And it was such a great cabaret act. It's a mixture of cabaret, drag.
So he actually sings the songs, darling. He sings
comedy.
The songs.
He sings the songs.
Well, that's not very drag queeny, is it?
Well, no, because it's
actually sing the songs.
It's a combination of cabaret, drag, and comedy.
Mm.
He's got a new show coming up this year.
Mm.
I'm really excited. And it's called Little Orphan Trashy.
Little Orphan Trashy.
Because originally it was going to be called Little Orphan Tranny, like Annie.
okay.
However, the transgender community got a little
got
bit
that.
Upset.
Right.
So, look, guys, if you see Trevor Ashley around town,
is he still on
with
Spiegel, darling?
No, last night was last Saturday night. Mm. But he's brilliant, so I can't wait for his next show.
I know there was lots happening with Joy, and he yes.
But we've got lots more Oscars to talk about later on.
Lots of songs. Yes. Lots happening on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
She's salsy, she's ballsy, she's the new tigress of soul. She's Stella Angelico and The Switch with Come Around on Joy 94.9. What'd you think of that, Brett?
I loved it.
We played her last week too with Mister. We played her track Mister.
I loved it.
Yeah, so Google her and buy her song. She's fantastic.
Yeah.
And Melbourne based, so...
Do you
beautiful.
Know what? That's what we like a little bit of local content, but we always struggle to get local content that we like.
Mm.
But now
in
we're
our
finding,
genre, you know?
In, especially in our genre, yes. But that was great. That's a little bit of bluegrass, a little bit of rock and roll, mm-hmm. a little bit of funk. That was a little bit of something. I really
a
enjoyed
bit of
that.
Clap your hands too, I guess.
You know I love to clap my hands, Dolly.
Darling, the Oscars were on last night, apparently.
Yes. Yes, it was a very special, salubrious night.
It was, darling.
In from Hollywood.
Yes.
Hollywood.
Here we go. Is it happening all over again?
I can hear the champagne clinking.
Champagne, darling, champagne. Champagne all round. Was it, darling? Was
that
it a bit
was?
Stressful?
Do you know what I love about that? Right at the end, mm. it was the load. I think it's called the crescendo.
The crescendo.
Like
yes.
Well, it was a fabulous night. Now, right. obviously, what my partner actually took the day off as annual leave.
Dedicated.
To actually watch it.
Along because with he, the other 40 million views.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. He did the red carpet and he kindly digibox it, because you can't say taped it anymore, because we don't have VCRs
you can't
anymore.
Pop it on your VHS, no.
No. But yeah. He did that. And obviously, look, let's talk about the gowns, because we said...
The frocks, darling, yes.
Now, can I say, Naomi Watts
gorgeous.
Looked absolutely stunning.
Wearing Armani, was she, darling?
Yes, she was,
wearing
darling.
Armani,
it was
sweetheart.
She looked absolutely beautiful.
She's got style, she has.
Bless her heart. Now, another Australian actress who was nominated for Supporting Actress.
You're
our
talking
own,
Animal Kingdom lady.
Yes, Jackie Weaver.
Yes.
Now, she was. She got a bit panned for her gown. I've forgotten who actually did her gown. But I thought she actually dressed age appropriate. She wasn't trying to...
All right.
No, do you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't old lady.
That's awful thing
But
to
it
say.
Wasn't like
how, what,
boobs
how did
out.
She dress? Age appropriate.
She dressed
Thank
age appropriate.
Thank God for that. But, darling, yes. She was wearing 30 carats on her ears and her fingers, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah, there was enough ice on
her.
Yes,
yeah. Ice, is that what you call it, sweetheart? All right, darling, so Jackie Weaver looked great.
Yeah, Jackie Weaver.
Age appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Now, who had a bit of a wardrobe malfunction?
Who had, darling? Someone tripped the stairs?
Well, the winner of the Best Actress, Jennifer Lawrence of Silver Linings Playbook.
Yes.
What a beautiful gown. The train. And this is why now listeners, when you choose your big fancy frock.
It's not a wedding, is it, darling?
It's not a wedding.
No, calm down.
Don't get a train as long as Princess Diana's train when she got married back in 82.
Right.
Or was it 81?
I don't know, darling.
I can't remember now. I was too young to remember. But basically, she had a train as long as the bloody Great Wall
as
of China.
As long as the block, darling, yeah.
And so did Miss Jennifer Lawrence. And what happened?
Mm-hmm.
She tripped up the stairs
She
went to collect
the
Oscar.
It's like the girls that wear the heels that are just too high and
I
they
know.
Trip. You've got to have a little giggle, haven't
I
you?
Know.
You go, what is that about? It's just not sensible.
Oh, so she should know better being an Oscar
she
winner.
She should, darling, yes.
Now, Miss Anne Hathaway won for Best Supporting Actress. Now, can I say...
And she's so Audrey Hepburn, isn't she?
She's just a bit Audrey.
She's just so classic. Classic beauty.
Yeah, look, I thought she did an amazing job. Again, she wore
beautiful
Even
though
beautiful
she was going to the prom, is that how you say it?
The dress is very prommy. And if you need to Google it, listeners, please
it's
do.
Something
it's
something I wore to the prom.
It's very prommy. I thought some of the guys... look, I mean, it's pretty easy for the guys. They wear a tux.
It is easy for them,
isn't it? It's Hugo Boss or it's... it's a well-known designer.
Or if you're Jack Nicholson, you wear some sunglasses.
Do you know?
He was there ogling off Jennifer Lawrence.
He was ogling every woman with...
Is that why he wears
sorry,
the
anyone
sunnies,
with
is
boobs.
Anyone with boobs.
But, you know, like he says, remember the old wonderful line that Jack says?
No.
Without my sunglasses, I'm just a six-year-old fat man.
Oh.
But with my sunglasses, I'm Jack Nicholson.
True.
So you got to admire that. Now, yeah. Daniel Day-Lewis, I haven't seen him in Lincoln yet, but apparently best actor, he won the best actor Oscar for the night.
I don't mind a bit of Daniel Day. He's a little bit serious, though, isn't he?
She wins everything.
She wins everything, doesn't she?
She wins everything.
Mm. I'm going to do a little quiz later on, a general Oscar quiz. Yes. See how much you actually know about Daniel Day-Lewis.
Now, yes. Best picture was Argo.
Tony, did you see that?
No, can't be bothered.
God, but who cares?
I don't care
it's
for
political
that.
Blah, blah, you know, about getting people out of a country. Who cares?
Don't want it.
And he's wearing a beard, darling, in it. No one wants to see that.
Is that, are you saying that should we be discussing he's wearing a beard?
That Brett's got a beard.
And can I say, I got my beard when I went travelling in 2005.
Well, he doesn't look good in a beard.
No, he doesn't.
Simply what I'm saying. Gorgeous, sweetheart. You look spunky, of course.
Thank you, darling. Thank you, darling.
Evens everything out, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Now, the film that I'm reviewing later on tonight.
Not Argo, I hope.
No, God, no. Is Django Unchained.
And Django Unchained.
What I loved,
Quentin,
was Quentin won the Oscar for Best Original Screenplay, and supporting actor went to Christopher Waltz. Now, what I love about Christopher Waltz, and I'll talk about him later on, he is a German actor, but he is brilliant. I've just fallen in love with his acting style. It's so clever and so funny. But the standout for me last night, hands down, was the host.
Now, which one? Who was that? Whoopi Goldberg?
No. No. She.
Who
I have to
doesn't?
Say, when Whoopi did it a few years ago.
Yes. Billy Crystal?
Was brilliant.
And Bob Hope?
No. It was Seth MacFarlane. Now, Seth MacFarlane.
How do you say that?
How many S's are there in Sassafras? He is the creator of Family Guy, one of my favourite anime.
I haven't seen that.
Love Family Guy. Yeah. But he also created Ted, which was up for a few nominations last night.
Mm-hmm.
And he is...
No, that's a Teddy thing, isn't it?
Yeah. And he was brilliant. He did a big song and dance number.
Right.
It involved Charlize Theron. The wonderfully sexy Channing Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Mr. Harry Potter, Daniel Radcliffe, was part of the sing-song.
Right.
And it was brilliant. It was really clever. Seth's got a fantastic voice, and it's all sort of swing and big band. So very Oscar, very tuxedo evening gown. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. Now, the three standouts for me, there were so many fantastic performances last night for all the songs.
We're gonna keep on talking.
The entire cast of Les Mis came out and did a number.
Yeah.
Les Mis isn't really for me, but the three standouts... Shirley Bassey came out because it was 50 years of Bond, so they did a little bit of a Bond tribute last night. Shirley Bassey sung Goldfinger. Absolutely amazing. The woman is in her 70s and she can still belt out a song.
Mm.
Second amazing singer of the night.
Adele.
Mm. And she sung Skyfall.
Another
she looked
Bond
beautiful.
Mm.
Absolutely killed it. And then the last was because they always do an in memory, right, of all the people in the biz who have disappeared. Who have passed on, unfortunately.
Yes, who was that, Brett?
And Barbara. Barbara came out and sung Memory.
Well, we're not going to play a Babs song now.
No,
darling,
but
what
are we playing?
I've got no idea. It's the Gibson Brothers, darling. It's Non-Stop Dance. Pop on your little heels for this one, but careful not to trip. You're on Joy 94.9 with Dolly and Brett.
Joy 94.9.
Australia's best titbit.
Without the tits.
Catching up on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Catching Up with Brent Dolly on Joy 94.9 in Melbourne and on Star Observer Digital in Sydney. Dolly,
did you just
darling,
fling your little hand there, Danny?
I had to.
Did a little queen fling.
I
then,
did my
you
queen
get a bit
fling.
Of excitement with that announcement.
I am
it is exciting that there's another gay radio station.
I am a queen without a country. Hey, now, my darling, we've got a bit of a shout-out, haven't we?
Yes, but I just want to say that the Gibson Brothers I just played.
Oh, yes.
Because they were famous for Que Sera Mia Vida. Que Sera.
Yes, I couldn't pronounced that about a few months ago when we played it.
Sarah, but que sera mi vida, and that was non-stop dance, darling. And I do have a shout-out, sweetie.
Yes.
I've got a little... Well, Jamie's normally here, isn't
yes.
he, our beautiful
Jamie
co-host?
Yes, we forgot to mention, Jamie is in transit somewhere across the globe.
Oh, yes, intercontinental yes. boy that he is. But he's got Jordan from Perth, listening all the way
Jordan.
From Perth. And he's got the same last name.
Oh,
seems
right.
that they're related. So a big shout-out to Jordan with Lauren and Carly. Happy days.
Thank you, Jordan. Lovely to hear.
Listening from Perth.
I know, isn't it wonderful? But
where's the shout-out from your mum, darling?
I don't know, but I'm going to repeat it again just in case you forgot. So we're talking about the Oscars. It's catching up on the Oscars.
Yes.
And we want to hear, what did you love or hate about the Oscars last night? Mm. SMS us on 0427JOY949. Oh, here we go.
We'll keep going.
Phone us on 1300JOY949. Love the decrescendo. See, here it is. Or give us an email on onair@joy.org.au.
You were supposed to finish talking with the decrescendo.
No, but I love
Daggy.
The decrescendo.
Yes, but you had to shut up then.
That's the only thing I can remember from music class, a decrescendo.
No, listen, darling, you've got your little talking stick on, which is good, darling. What are you going to talk about now?
Well, I had
a movie review, darling.
The hilarious thing was I'd prepared this movie review and I was so happy when Django Unchained won. As we mentioned before, it won the Best Original Screenplay for 2013.
Yes.
And one of its leads, Christopher Waltz, won the Best Supporting Actor Oscar in 2013 as well. So very exciting. Look, for those of you who don't know, Django Unchained is a 2012, because it was released last year, American epic Western film. It's written and directed by the fabulous Quentin Tarantino. Now, it's set in the Deep South and the Old West pre-Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
The film follows a freed slave who treks across the US with a bounty hunter on a mission to rescue his wife from a cruel plantation owner. Now, this film is commercially Mr. Tarantino's highest grossing film to date. And, Dolly, I've got
Is it?
Yes.
Well, not Kill Bill, darling.
No,
Pulp Fiction, sweetheart.
No.
Why, darling?
It's just been a runaway success.
Do you like it, though,
it's
darling?
It's a great film.
Oh, is it good?
I've got a little clip to play.
Yes.
So we get a little bit of a taste
All
of the film.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Do you know what a bounty hunter is?
You kill people.
And they give you a reward?
Better they are, bigger the reward.
I called my wife. They sold her. But I don't know who to.
Calvin Candy.
That's the repellent gentleman who owns her.
Boomhilda is my property. And I can choose to do with my property whatever I so desire.
Well, I've heard tell about you.
You got me curious.
I'm curious what makes you so curious.
Something up with these two. Them old boys done rode a lot of miles, went to a lot of trouble just to get that gal.
Oh, yeah. They playing your ass for a fool.
Who knows what could happen?
In my world, you gotta get dirty. So that's what I'm doing. I'm getting dirty.
What's your name?
Django. D-J-A-N-G-O.
Whipcrack away.
Django!
Don't you love a good
whip crack? Is it a little musical with it, darling?
There is the Django song.
Yes.
Looks good. Oh,
now,
my
Samuel
God.
Jackson's in it.
Samuel L. Jackson's
in
it.
Because he's in a lot of his Quentin's movies,
yes.
isn't he, darling?
Yeah. So is the fabulous Jamie Foxx plays the lead, Django. Christopher Waltz, as I mentioned before, plays Dr. King Schultz. Leonardo DiCaprio, I was going to say DiCaprio, plays Calvin L. Candy.
Yes.
Don Johnson actually makes a guest appearance as Big Daddy.
Don Johnson?
From Miami Vice.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
Why is this film so good? What I loved about it...
Any chicks in it, darling? It's a real boy film, is it,
no,
darling?
No, Kerry Washington...
Who's she, sweetheart?
...plays Brunhilde von Schaft.
Oh, she's the love interest, is she?
She's the love interest. There's not many...
Does she do a bit of side saddle? That's it.
She does a bit of side saddle, yes.
Well, it's a typical Western, then.
I do some tapestry. I make gumbo. And I do a bit of...
Does a bit of Billy Tea,
yeah,
too.
Do a bit of Billy
Tea. Yeah,
good on her. So, look, why is this so good? Look, it's his take on the Western and like the spaghetti Western mm-hmm. film.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction was his crime and gangster films. Yep. Jackie Brown, which I love Jackie
yeah,
Brown,
Jackie because Brown
the fabulous
was fantastic.
Pam Grier,
yeah, yep.
who was from it was his take on blaxploitation. Kill Bill, which we were just talking before, which we love.
Yes.
Kill Bill was his take on the Asian martial arts and revenge films. Oh. And Inglourious Basterds, which Christopher Waltz also played in, was his take on the war film. Now, I love the Christopher Waltz character, Dr. King Schultz. He's funny, he's sophisticated, and he's extremely clever. But how Christopher Waltz plays the character, you just want to be, like, every time he's on the screen, he just drags you in. And I think Quentin loves collecting really interesting actors, and I think now he is, like Samuel L. Jackson, he's on the list.
He's on the list.
Because you want to be on the list. Mm. And, you know, Uma Thurman is definitely on the list.
Mm. But not for this one, darling.
But not for this one. No. And I can see why. Because, I mean, Kill Bill was her film.
It was her film. What's she done since?
She's done other things.
But look, the D is silent. Did you say Django?
No. It's Django, but the D is silent.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, someone just said that the D is silent.
I know. Django.
It's nice to be corrected.
So, look, there's some wonderful scenes that only Tarantino can pull off. There's this fabulous lynch mob scene. And a lynch mob is not something that you'd think was quite fabulous. But they fight over the bags they're wearing on the head. So it's really taking the piss. It's
mm-hmm.
hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
There's a really gruesome Mandango fight scene. And Mandango fight or wrestling was a gladiator fight to the death. So it was pretty gruesome. There's this fabulous escape scene that Django, he's escaping from his captives. And the cameos of Michael Parts, which is another Tarantino regular, the Australian actor John Jarrett, who used to be married to Noni Hazelhurst, and Quentin Tarantino play these mining company employees. And initially you think, oh, like Tarantino does this Australian voice and you're like, Australian accent, and you're like, what is this? But it's a whole piss take. This is what I love. And then there's obviously, because it's a Western, there's some fabulous shootout scenes as well. Dolly, I give this 4.5 chock tops out of 5. Like, this is so bloody good.
So bloody good, and bloody good on you, sweetie. And thank you for that marvellous... I'm just waking myself. Django review.
Yes, Django, not Django. Django.
Django. Django. Thank you. Gorgeous.
Have we got another little
joy?
Disco?
Joy 94.9.
The Catching Up Kids, Brett, Dol, and Jamie are having a giggle Tuesday nights on Joy 94.9.
Disco record of the year, Brainstorm, Lovin' is really my game. That was the disco appreciation pick of the week, sweetheart. What did you think of that?
Oh, my God. Can I say, I love Das.
1978.
That was, my God, I have not heard that in years. And Dolly.
Studio 54.
I think I knew all the words.
You knew all the words, darling. You were running around the room with a little bit of your microphone in your hand.
I know. I didn't know that these disconnected. Next time, you're going to see me do a show in the studio. Hey, look, we have, because it's...
Hang on. Thank you, Wes.
Thank you, Wes.
Good pick there, gorgeous.
Good pick, Wes. Yes, keep on bringing them through. That's a Disco Appreciation Society. They're on our Facebook.
Yes, they're on the Facebook.
They're
page.
On the
gorgeous.
Facebook.
Hey. I might get to play another song, another disco song.
Yes.
Now, some shout-outs, darling.
Yes, we've got some shout-outs because it is catching up on Oscars, and we want to say a big thank you to Jakey, who corrected us initially and said the D is silent, and then he actually sent another one, said, I love that part in the movie. And then obviously he's referring to he loves that part in the movie where it says in the movie, and it's funny, when the other guy thinks he can't spell his own name. That's what he meant. Obviously, right. Jakey, thank you so much for that,
you
darling.
You got that, yes.
Now, we've also got Hi, Dolly and Brett. Now, this is my mother, Maggie.
Good on you, Maggie. Maggie's... Nice to hear from her.
I know, we haven't heard from Maggie in ages.
Well, you know, she's in Perth.
Hugh was robbed, darling. Mum, you were right.
Well, who went instead, darling, of Hugh? Well, you're saying Ben Affleck?
No. For the actor, it was Daniel Day-Lewis.
No, Lincoln. Hugh was robbed, darling.
And Hugh was robbed because, you know what, Daniel Day's had enough of them.
Mm-hmm.
She's had her
she's
day.
She's won about three times, hasn't she?
She's had her day. So, and we've also got Hugh Jackman. Oh, this is a commentary about the night.
Yes.
And Hugh Jackman, and this is sent from an anonymous listener, and we do like to hear from our listeners, but we'll read it out anyway. Hugh Jackman rushing to help Jennifer Lawrence when she fell was the best part. Very strange music signaling people to end their thank you speech was not really good. And I have to agree with that comment because there was some people, it was their first night, they'd obviously been working up, this is their biggest part of their career,
yeah.
And then they were playing like the Jaws theme to get them off.
Really?
Yeah, that sucked.
Yeah.
That sucked.
Not good, Jenny.
Now, Jerry from the front desk as well, because he's always busy, and we love Jez.
Thank you, Jerry.
He wanted to comment about there was a moment where Seth MacFarlane dressed up as the flying nun.
No, it was Sally Field.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
But he fell asleep early on, and Jez, I do understand, I actually had to, this is why I got my partner to TiVo it, or whatever it is.
Bang on, doesn't it?
But he fell asleep early, but also, did manage to see the hot guy who won for best short film or documentary. Now, I can't remember his name either, Jerry, but he was a bit hot. That's what I remember.
Good on you, Danny. I've got a little couple of quiz questions for you before we play another song.
Oh, yes.
Who has hosted the Oscars the most times?
Billy Crystal.
No.
You're kidding.
The choices are Billy Crystal.
Yes.
Bob Hope.
Yes.
Johnny Larson.
Yes.
Or Whoopi Goldberg.
Bob Hope, then.
Thank you, Danny. Yeah. Correct.
Sorry. Apologies.
Next one.
Yes.
Which director hired a documentary film crew to record his nomination for Best Director, yet didn't actually end up being nominated? And the nominations are Clint Eastwood, Steven Spielberg, Quentin Tarantino, or James Cameron?
James Cameron.
Steven Spielberg.
Oh, my God. Do you know what? They
sucked in, though, hey? Bringing along his whole crew, and he didn't get anything.
That's what you get for showing off, Steven.
Get lost. Which one of these directors has never won an Oscar?
Yes.
Robert Altman.
Yes.
Frank Capra.
Yes.
Woody Allen.
Yes.
David Lean.
Who was the second person?
Frank Capra.
I'm going to go for him.
Correct. Incorrect. I'm sorry. Oh. It's Robert Altman, darling.
Did Robert Altman? No, he's never won an Oscar. Posthumous. He won a posthumous Oscar.
A posthumous thing, did he, Dunning?
Posthumous.
Thanks for that. During World War II, what were the Oscars made out of? Cement, plasticine, plaster, or wood?
They were made out of plaster.
They were? Mm. Look at your
And do you know why? No. Because the war was on. Because they had to ration everything.
Yes, rationing.
Yes.
Which country has scored the most wins for best foreign language film? Brazil, Spain, France, or Italy?
Brazil, Spain, France, Italy. I'm actually going to go. I'm going to be a bit controversial. I want to say France, but I'm going to go for Italy.
Correct.
Yes.
Well done, darling.
I thought it was a trick question.
One more before we play another lovely song. Who said the following line in their acceptance speech?
Yes.
Meryl, you know what I think of you, and you are such a good kisser. Was it Jack Nicholson, Sandra Bullock, Robert Redford, Julia Roberts?
I'm going to go for Jack Nicholson.
You would think, Jack, but it was actually Sandra Bullock.
Big Les. She's not a lesbian, but we'd like her to be one.
She's nowhere near a lesbian, is she? Oh, look, this is Nicoletta Larson with a bit of a lot of love.
I think we need some wearing some Lurex.
You think so?
And some stacked heels for this one.
Do a little bit of a
slink. You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Shut up, I'm talking. You're on Joy 94.9 with Dolly. I haven't been able to get a word in. You've been so Oscar excited.
I have.
It's lovely, darling.
It's been the Oscars.
You have. It's good. Sonia, you're up next, gorgeous. What have
I'm
you got for
next.
Us?
We've got a new person.
Sci-Fi and Scream.
A human is in the building.
Yes.
Really?
That's good.
Yes, lovely.
Sci-Fi and Scream, we are looking at yay or nay.
Yay or nay?
Yes.
Oh, have you got a quiz?
No, not exactly.
Oh,
but it's a bit of an interesting thing. This young adult fiction.
Yes,
what
yes.
does it mean? We have Geordie Kerr, who's a freelance writer and is a specialist in such things as YA or young adult fiction. We want to know what's going on. Beautiful Creatures, Twilight. Where is it all going to end? The Hunger Games.
I love your topics.
Yay or nay?
They're always like, okay, I think she'll run out this week.
What is she on about?
And then she's doing this young actors. This is fantastic.
How many shows have you done, darling?
Oh, 155.
Who's counting?
My accountant. <No. laughs> So we've also got a pre-recorded interview with a Kiwi writer of YA, yes. Karen Healy as well.
Fantastic.
And Angela Adelianis, who is going to be looking at The Walking Dead.
And that's all coming and that's all. At 10 o'clock on Sci-Fi and Scream. Sonia, it is so lovely to see you as Thank per
you.
Usual.
Thank you, gorgeous.
But Donny, it's the end of our Oscar show, isn't it?
It's been a night of nights, hasn't it?
It has,
sweetheart?
Darling.
Wasn't it great to see Catwoman win?
It was.
And Eva Dean Katniss, fantastic. Katniss Everdeen, lovely.
Oh, okay.
I missed that completely.
Yes, I missed that. Look, it was glitzy, it was glam, it was what Hollywood should be all the time,
darling. Frock, frock, frock.
Now, next week.
Next week, we'll be here, won't we, darling?
We will be here.
Catching up about something, won't
Jermaine will be back.
We'll hopefully be doing.
And so we've missed him this week.
Yes.
Dolly, what's playing us out tonight?
This is Vincent Montana Jr. and That's What Love Does.
Farewell.
See you next week. Make you want to stay by me.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. For catching up on Joy 94.9, follow the links on joy.org.au to subscribe and follow the show.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.